Tara Doyle is with me on the phone. Tara, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Good morning. Thanks very much for inviting me on.
No problem. Now, Tara is the senior librarian with Dublin City Libraries. A very lofty position, Tara. But it gives you a chance to tell us all about the Dublin Festival of History, which is coming up shortly.
Yes, indeed. It's the fifth annual Dublin Festival of History this year, Donie, and it's going to be on from the 29th of September until the 14th of October, so about 3 or 4 weeks away now.
And this is going to be held, I presume, in various different locations around the city, and you're going to be discussing different aspects of historical Dublin.
Yeah, it's not just historical Dublin. I mean, the history of Dublin does feature in the programme, but really we take a broader look at history, if you like. So it's various different topics in history, different eras, different countries, and different types of history, if you like. So it's 2 weeks of talks, walks, lectures, discussion. We have a sort of a core or key weekend, if you like, that takes place in Printworks in Dublin Castle, where we have 13 different lectures going on back to back, if you like, on different topics of history. And then for the following 2 weeks after that, there's talks in libraries around the city, in City Hall, in the Hugh Lane, and in various other venues. So the weekend in Dublin Castle is the 29th, 30th of September and the 1st of October. And we've got lots of interesting talks going on there. And we bring in historians who've written on different topics. So the First World War will be covered, the Reformation and Martin Luther. We're going to have a discussion on the Russian Revolution, as it's the 100th anniversary of that event this year. We're looking at social history of Ireland. We're looking at post-war immigration into Britain. So that's just a flavour of some of the types of things that are on that programme.
And tell me, Tara, I'm most interested in the walking the walking historical lecture. How is that going to work?
The walking tours, is it?
Yes, the walking tour.
Yeah. So we have, it's actually our historians in residence. We have historians in residence working with us in Dublin City Council. So they're doing walking tours in different parts of the city. So, you know, people have to book those now, even though everything is free at the festival, Donie. Absolutely everything is free. For the walking tours, you do need to make a booking and meet the historian, and he or she will walk you around the area and point out different sites of historical interest and talk about it.
And I would imagine, Tara, that Dublin being the city it is, and being, I suppose, more so the age of it, etc., that would be very interesting, because there are a massive amount of very interesting streets and buildings in Dublin, and there are a lot of places where some pretty interesting things happen through the years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could walk any part of the city, and it's steeped in history. So we're focusing in on a couple of different things. So one of the walks is looking at the Phibsborough area and looking at it 100 years ago. So around the time post-1916 rising. And this year is the 100th anniversary of the death of Thomas Ashe, who was buried in Glasnevin Cemetery. And September actually is the anniversary of his death. So Donal, who's giving the talk and the walk in Phibsborough, will look at that. There's also, we're going back a little bit further in time, if you like, one of our historians is going to look at the Wide Street. So in the 1700s, there was a commission sent up called the Wide Street Commission, and it looked at changing the streetscape of the city, and it has had a huge impact on the city as we know it today. So Maeve will be walking people around and pointing out some of the changes that were made from the medieval city into the more modern city we know today because of the widening of the streets with the Wide Streets Commission. So yes, you're absolutely right. There's so much history in this city. You know, you could do walks every day of the week and still be talking about it.
You could indeed. And the other thing, I suppose, as well, is that, and it needs to be reiterated, Tara, is that all these events are free.
Yes, Yes, absolutely. Everything is free. Some of the events you need to make a booking to attend, but most of them you can just turn up, particularly the lectures that are taking place in Printworks in Dublin Castle. They're all free. You just can pop along to those. We're very lucky. We've got a nice big room that OPW lets us use there, and there's plenty of seats in it. So, I mean, it's a terrific opportunity to come along for an hour and to listen to an interesting aspect of history, whether it's, as I say, the First World War or Anglo-Saxon Christianity or First World War history or social history of Ireland. We also have Chris Patton, former MP, is going to come and talk about his career and different aspects that he's worked on. As you know, he was the last governor of Hong Kong. He worked on the policing commission in the north. He was a minister in the UK government. So there's lots of very interesting things that you can get your teeth into.
I suppose, you know, there are loads of things on the north side, and it was great to see, I think it was Bang Bang was acknowledged last week with a memorial. But just specifically, I suppose, the two big things we'll say that's north side, the Phoenix Park and Glasnevin Cemetery. Now, by virtue of the fact that Glasnevin Cemetery seems to be kind of an entity in itself doing its own tours, and that even though there may be a lot of the people that you'll be talking about are probably buried in Glasnevin Cemetery, but will that feature, or is that a kind of a standalone entity because of the fact that they do their own thing anyway?
Oh yeah, well it is. That's a separate organisation, if you like, and they do their own tours and things. We do have one of their historians, Georgina Larrigy, who works there in Glasnevin Cemetery. She is doing a talk in one of our libraries. And in terms of what else is going on in the north side of the city, you probably know that Coolock Library is going to have a talk on the history of Dublin. There's a new book coming out, An Illustrated History of the City. So the author of that, John Gibney, is going to be talking in Coolock Library. It's called Dublin in Snapshots. There's lots of interesting things going on in Drumcondra Library as well. And we've gone back a bit further, if you like, rather than focusing only on 20th century history. So you can hear about piracy in the classical world in Drumcondra Library, if that's something that takes your interest. So I'm always keen to try and get pieces of history that maybe people wouldn't normally have access to, Jody.
And of course, Tara, like, the library is a key part of it, because there's a library in every area in the city. And I have to say, now, we worked pretty closely in conjunction with the library here in Coolock for a couple of different documentaries that we were making ourselves. And it's heartwarming to see, you know, the amount of use that the public are making of libraries again. It's great to see it, Tara.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we are the Public Library Service. We are Dublin City Public Libraries organising this festival. It's a Dublin City Council festival. So there's talks going on in libraries right across the city. And what's brilliant is that it's just in people's neighbourhoods. It's in your locality. You can pop down the road and go to a talk. You know, very conscious that people might not always be able to come into town to go to a lecture. So they can go down to their local library and hear about something. And again, they're all free. Everything's free. You might, if it's in your local library, you might just have to ring them and make a booking to go, because some of the rooms in those libraries are smaller than others. But yeah, there's something going on in the libraries right across the city.
And just as a matter of interest, Talon, this is probably an unfair question to ask you, because it's hitting you with something from left field, as they say. But is there anything specific, we'll say, during the course of the festival that would be exactly to the date, 100 years old or 200 years old? Is there anything in particular happening during the festival that you can say, well, 100 years ago today, or whatever, you know, time span you're talking about?
The Thomas Ashe funeral were almost exactly 100 years to the day. Our festival starts on the 29th of September, and now, I can't say the exact date off the top of my head, Donny, but the funeral took place very close to that day. I think Thomas Ashe may have died on the 25th of September, something like that, and the funeral was a couple of days later. So we're very close. The opening of the festival is very close to the anniversary of the 100th anniversary of the death of Thomas Ashe and his funeral up to Glasnevin Cemetery.
Yes, and of course, I suppose we would be 100 years ago during the time of your festival. If you go back 100 years, we were probably in the run-up to the 1918 elections, would have been going as well.
Yeah, that next year, next year, yeah. The 1918 election was actually late enough in the year. It was December, so it's a little bit away yet. I tell you, another one we're fairly close to marking exactly. Not completely bang on, but close enough. It's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and it was October when Martin Luther, brought out his theses and hammered it to the door of the Church of Wittenberg, setting off a huge change within the church. So that's almost exactly 500 years ago. In October.
Yeah, and it changed. A lot of people would say they're still going on.
Had a huge impact, yeah.
Tara, once again, can you give us the dates and also will you list anything that people need to get online and book and let them know where they can do it?
Sure. So the dates are the 29th of September until the 14th of October. People can find out more information at www.dublinfestivalofhistory.ie. Anything in Dublin Castle, you can just come along to. Most of the events in the public libraries, you need to ring the library or email them and book that. So probably the best thing for people to do is have a look at the website, and you'll see clearly there what does and doesn't need to be booked. It's not only things in public libraries, there's one or two other things that need to be booked as well, don't you, like the walk. So the best thing for people to do, so they won't be disappointed, is have a look at the website.
Yes, indeed. And we have actually, thanks to your press release, the full itinerary here. So as the events are unfolding, well, obviously prior to the events unfolding, we will announce them as part of our community notices, so that if anybody is interested in specific things which are coming up, they will know about it. Tara Doyle,
also just say before you go, Donny, just if people want to pick up the brochure, there's a lovely printed brochure as well which lists everything and tells you how to book for things. You can pick that up in your local library.
Yes, indeed. And as I said, Tara, it's great to see that people are using their local libraries. I think there was a bit of a fall off there for a while, but the library seems to have reinvented itself, and much to the public good, I would suggest.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Tara Doyle, Senior Librarian with Dublin City Libraries. Tara, thanks a million for joining us on Northside Today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.